The oil and gas industry is about to start exploratory drilling in the deeper waters of Cook Inlet, perhaps by tomorrow. One jackup drilling rig is in place, and a second was just bought, and the owner hopes to have it drilling here by next spring. APRN's Steve Heimel has an update.
Late this morning, the jackup drilling rig owned by Escapeda Oil was poised to begin drilling, awaiting a nod from State Oil and Gas Division Director Bill Barron, who was waiting for an inspection report from the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission due later in the day. Barron said he's glad to have Escapeda in the inlet, and all the problems he complained about in a letter earlier this month appear to be resolved. It was a difficult arrival for the company, and Texas owner Danny Davis did not survive it, but stepped down in an apparent effort to get resolution of Jones Act issues involving the use of a Chinese vessel to move the rig from the Gulf of Mexico around South America. The Jones Act forbids the use of non-U.S. boats to deliver between U.S. ports, and Davis contended there was no U.S. vessel that could safely do it and tried to use a waiver that was intended for a different vessel. The Customs and Border Protection Office is not saying what its enforcement action will be, but has said it will not seize the rig. If Escapeda drills, it qualifies for a state tax credit of $25 million for the first well and also credits for the next two wells. Its rig is called the Spartan 151. Another company, Buccaneer Energy, is also operating with state financial help. It has $30 million from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to help it buy a rig it today announced it had acquired from Transocean for $68.5 million. That rig is in Malaysia. It's called the Adriatic 11. Buccaneer plans to have it fitted out and across the Pacific by April or May. Buccaneer's rig can drill in waters a little deeper than Escapeda's. Both companies are looking for crude oil, but would be happy to sell natural gas as well. The Cook Inlet market is not big enough to make an offshore gas field pay off. Buccaneer is already producing onshore gas in the city of Kenai and drilling a second well there. A contract to sell that gas to NSTAR is pending approval at the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.